Nolte, Woke Movies Drive September Box Office to Lowest in 25 Years. By John Nolte on September 28, 2022. Thanks to a slate of off-putting, woke-atard movies, September's box office is the lowest since 1997. With just $275 million grossed in North America to date, this will be the first September since 1997 with a monthly total of less than $350 million, reports the far-left The Wrap. To date, the running total for September 2022 is 20% behind last year's pace and 52% behind the pace set this month in 2019. Naturally, this statistic does not count September of 2020, when almost every movie theater in the country was closed due to anti-science China flu shutdowns. Even last year, 2021, when theaters were just getting back in business, the September gross was $367 million. This September is even worse than September 2001, after the Islamic terrorist attacks in New York, Washington, D.C., and Pennsylvania. So what happened? What went wrong? The lying entertainment media will tell you there weren't enough releases in September. That's simply not true. By my count, nearly 40 feature films were released in September. 10 of those films were in wide release. So, it's not that Hollywood isn't producing the product. Okay, then, whatever could the problem be? Well, let's look at some of those wide releases, shall we? The comedy Hung for Jesus. Save Your Soul was released 3 weeks ago into 1,880 theaters and has grossed, $2.56 million. Could yet another oh-so-tired and cliched Hollywood production mocking Christianity have something to do with that? As satire, Hung for Jesus is both blunt and broad. But then, as the movie shows us, so is the megachurch tradition it's skewering, wrote one reviewer. Who is the audience for this? Remember when comedies were made for everyone? The Woman King. This was supposed to be Black Panther-esque. Instead, over 2 weeks, it's made just $37 million after being released in a whopping 3,765 theaters. Maybe that's because instead of being marketed as a rousing, crowd-pleasing, universal action movie that happens to star women, it was sold as a black girl empowerment strike against whitey. It was also outed as a big fat lie. As it turns out, the heroic tribe of Amazons depicted here were, in reality, brutal slavers who also believed in human sacrifice. Don't Worry Darling opened in 4,113 theaters and has grossed just $21 million over 5 days. Unfortunately, this movie was marketed as an attack on the patriarchy instead of a mystery thriller everyone could enjoy. Unless you're a fascist woke-atard, who are these movies for? Why would anyone pay $12 to be insulted for 2 hours? Why would anyone go to all the trouble to be lectured and yelled at for 2 hours? Hollywood is so demented that the industry is advertising and promoting its movies as woke, insulting, alienating, and partisan. Basically, you are being told in advance that you are not welcome here. This movie isn't for you. Stay away. You know, last night I watched the late Robert Altman's Short Cuts, a 3-hour movie about working-class struggles in the Los Angeles area. At the time, the movie was a huge critical hit and part of the 1-2 punch. The first was 1992's The Player, that brought Altman's career back from the dead. Based on Raymond Carver's short stories, Altman effortlessly weaved together more than a dozen stories to create a fascinating tapestry of disparate and desperate people just trying to get by. Short Cuts is a prestige production filled with big stars: Jack Lemmon, Robert Downey Jr., Jennifer Jason Leigh, Tim Robbins, Lily Tomlin, and more than a dozen more. And not once over those 188 minutes did I feel anything but empathy for those characters. There was something relatable in each and every character. Short Cuts was a movie about people, our flaws, vices, fumbled attempts to connect, and life's little grace moments. Yes, it was still a movie about something. Yes, it had a message. But the message was driven by character, by theme. Not lectures. No one yelled at me. And the themes were universal ones about forgiveness, class differences, selfishness, discovering what matters, sometimes after it's too late. It was moving and funny, and 12 hours later, I'm sitting here still thinking about it. Art is timeless. Hollywood has chosen to be timely, and now Hollywood just suffered its worst September in a quarter century. And were it not for the non-woke Top Gun, Maverick, this entire summer would have been a box office catastrophe. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.